whatever I've done, my goodness, it certainly isn't worth 55 years in a federal penitentiary, which literally would be the rest of my life. Mm. I mean, there is something very, very fishy going on here. You know, there are people who roll over very quickly. I understand I'm quite different. I'm an anomaly. That most, and I don't know what most means, 90%, 95%, of the people in my position usually are, in the words of Larry Flint, squashed like a bug by the government. I'm just not going to let them do it to me. There's just something in me that won't let them do it to me.
All right, we'll get to callers in just a moment, but can I ask you the Dick Morris question that came up last hour when you said he might be a person that might get a subpoena from your lawyers to testify in your defense. Of course, Dick Morris was publicly associated with a story in 1997
six.
Or eight, six,
yeah.
About sucking the toes of prostitutes. Would it be fair to say, I mean, that's how the story was described, would it be fair to say that that could easily have been the toes of one of your girls and that when they were called prostitutes, they really were escorts working for Gene Palfrey?
Well, the gal he was eventually photographed with did not work for me. But
yeah,
he
but
did use my service.
He did
use my service, and I do in particular remember him.
And was there toe suckage going on?
No idea. We'd have to ask the girls.
Okay, just curious. All right, let's go to Wildcard Line. Sam in Michigan on Coast to Coast AM for Gene Palfrey. Sam?
Hi, Ian. Gene should know that the Sixth Amendment guarantees her to know the nature and cause of these allegations, which is very encompassing and demanding of the complaining party. Secondly, Chief Justice William Rehnquist ruled in various court cases as Supreme Court Justice that unless the